This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gappak. The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan began to get today in the holy town of Puri in Odisha. The grand trunk road of Puri, where the three chariots of the lords were rolled this evening, became a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu joined in the annual festival, where lots of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to witness the two-day event. Odisha Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and several other union ministers and other dignitaries also attended the Rath Yatra. A two-day public holiday has been declared in Odisha by the state government for the Rath Yatra. Tibetan spiritual leader Dalai Lama turned 89 on Saturday, and in his birthday message he said that he is physically fit and is determined to continue his service to Lord Buddha's teachings. The Dalai Lama is in the U.S. where he is recovering from a knee replacement surgery. Chief Minister Pema Khandu joined His Holiness Dalai Lama's birthday celebration organized at the Tawang Monastery. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min attended the celebration at the Dargeling Tibetan Settlement Camp in Tezu in Lohit District. The event was also attended by Education Minister Pasang Dorje Sona, WCD Minister Dasang Lupul and few other MLAs and religious leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of the President of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted lead relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Modi will interact with members of the Indian community in Moscow as well as in Vienna. In the Kashmir Valley, five terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters had started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. Inspector General of Police, Kashmir Zone, V.K. Virdi, confirmed that four terrorists were neutralized in Frisal Chindigam area, whereas one terrorist was gunned down by security forces at Motargam hamlet in Kulgam district. Two security force personnel grievously injured in the line of duty lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Indian Meteorological Department Itanagar Center has forecast isolated heavy rainfall all over the state till 13 July. IMD also predicted that Tawang, West Kameng, East Kameng, Kurungume, Pake Kesang, Papumpare, Lower Subansiri, West Siang, Shiyomi, Dibang Valley, Lower Dibang Valley, Namsai, Lohit, Anjao and Changlang districts may witness scattered heavy rainfall during this period. West Kameng and Papumpare districts are likely to have continuous heavy rainfall from tomorrow till 13 July. The Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission has invited suggestions from the public for refinement of the draft Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission Manual for Conduct of Examination 2024. The suggestions may be submitted on or before 5 p.m. of 14 July through the suggestion box on the Commission's official website, appsc.gov.in. The draft manual has been uploaded to the APPSC website, the Commission said. An unidentified body of a woman was recovered from the Dikrong River near Premnagar at Nahalagan on Friday. Nahalagan SP Mihin Gambo has requested citizens to help the police in identifying the body. The deceased is estimated to be aged between 25 to 35 years and is suspected to be a non-tribal woman. She is suspected to have drowned and washed away from upstream due to heavy rain. The body is being preserved for 72 hours at Nahalagan morgue for identification and cleaning. Rajiv Gandhi University admission process is underway and its combined entrance test 2024 is being conducted in six entrance centers of the university. On the first day of RGUCET 2024 today, 1,568 candidates appeared their examination in four programs, namely MA in Defense and Strategic Studies, LLB, MA in Sociology and Postgraduate Diploma in Functional Hindi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.